Blog Talk Radio.
Lincoln 103, 5 Lincoln 102, Lincoln 103 and 102.
Responding to 401 Park Circuit, section 1 boy.
Henry 8, Henry 9, responding gate 437, Bravo, for your dignitary detail. 3K 911, unattended 400 lower level near Carousel 4, black bag. GTA in progress, 401 parking structure, section 4 boy.
Responding to 401 parking structure, section 1 boy.
415 passenger onboard aircraft.
Control 2 Franklin in the ground.
484 suspect, the female, Hispanic, 28 years of age, blue jeans, no further.
Control 5 Frank, 401 is a route.
Well, good evening and welcome to another edition of the Private Officer Radio Show. I'm your host, Rick McCann. Glad that you are joining us on this Monday night. Yes, that's right. It's Monday night. If we're on the radio here at POI, it's probably going to be Monday night. So here we are, Monday night. Welcome again. We hope that you all had a great Thanksgiving, that you had a full belly and a happy house and didn't have to work too many hours. Those of us who did, well, we still enjoyed a little Thanksgiving and a little downtime. So it is the holidays again, folks, and we hope that each and every one of you will take time to spend that quality day, hours, week with friends, family, relatives. It's an important time of year for sure. We want to thank our sponsor tonight on the WPOI Radio Network, On Guard Insurance. If you are a security agency owner or the owner of a private investigation firm, or if your company installs alarms, security alarms, then you definitely need to be talking with our friends over at On Guard Insurance. Check them out, www.onguardins.com. They provide excellent liability and different lines of insurance specifically for the private security and investigation field. Give them a call today, area code 813-245-2675. All right, we've got a lot of information here to share with you tonight. As always, we have breaking news, and later in the hour we'll be talking about the downside, the dangerous side. I just want to issue really a caution about the dark side of Christmas. I know that I'm the bearer of bad news most of the time, but there comes a point when we have to talk about the reality of the business that we're in as protectors of the public, the property. This is the time of year when people, unfortunately, there's many Grinches out there, many, and this is the time of year when they really take advantage of you. So we're going to talk a little bit about that, just kind of reiterate some things that we've talked about in years past, and we'll talk about seasonal crime because that is a concern. But before we get to that part of it, we are going to be talking about some breaking news. And we're going to talk a little bit about our 10th year anniversary here at the Private Officer International and about some other upcoming great things that's happening. Next week, that'll be the 9th of December. You won't want to miss the radio show on the 9th. We'll be talking specifically about what's in store for our company and for you as a member of Private Officer International in 2014. We have a lot of great stuff happening in 2014, even more than what we've already experienced in 2013. And, it is true. Things do get better as time goes on, and we've got a lot planned for next year, and we definitely want you to be part of it. So don't miss the radio show next week. as we talk about POI in 2014. Very, very important show. We'll be broadcasting live from the Rappahannock Police Academy next week, and the following week we'll be broadcasting live also from the road. We'll be in, I believe it's going to be Ohio. And then the following week after that, the week of Christmas, we'll be broadcasting live from the Smokies Mountain. That's right. We'll be up in the Smokies of Tennessee enjoying the Christmas holidays. And after that, we'll be on the road beginning the second week of January with our two-day security training summits. If you haven't heard about that, you will definitely want to check out our website at privateofficer.com. Right there on the home page, there's a big mountain peak, and it will tell you all about what's happening, what's coming up with the two-day training seminar. We've had a lot of interest in it, and we've had a lot of response. We've scheduled quite a few already, and it's not too late. If your company wants to be involved, if you want to sponsor the training summit, if you want to participate, if you want to join together with other companies or sponsors in your area to help underwrite the cost, all that you have to do is contact helpdesk@privateofficer.com. Now, the way this works is that we will not charge any attendee, any student, anyone coming in. We won't charge them any fee. So rather than charge them $100 or $150 or $99 for the two-day training event, we're going to be giving it to them free because it's going to be underwritten by our sponsors. And if you'd like to sponsor the event in your area, and who wouldn't, definitely you want to contact us now because we are taking those dates and trying to get them on our calendar and adjust it so that we, you know, can kind of put them all in a row as to where we're going to be. The two-day event is scheduled like this. The first day is on the use of force command module. So this is different than maybe the force continuum or the force ladder. This really is more scheduled and taught under the constitutional law, which many agencies are going to. This is what the federal law enforcement agencies, this is how they teach. They base it on whether or not you had even the right to stop the person. So we can talk about the use of force. We can talk about what happened after the use of force, but we also have to consider about whether or not you even had the right to stop the person in the first place. Was it a lawful detention or arrest? So we've scheduled our module to reflect the federal law enforcement training module, and we'll be teaching unarmed and armed use of force. We'll be teaching the various different types of force, and we'll also be teaching in that first day, we'll be doing a lot of interactive stuff with the students, a lot of role play and scenario-based practical type training. And then on the second day, we've got a great workplace violence training, and then we'll end the day in a about a three-hour module on active shooter overview. And this is not a hands-on, you know, tactical training or practical training per se, but it really is an overview as what you should do as an armed or unarmed officer on the scene. We've had a few questions as to whether or not those days can be changed, whether the curriculum can be changed or added to, and yes, they can be. If there's something specific that your company needs, we'll be glad to work with you on that. I know that several companies have also added a third day for TASER certification. And let me tell you, folks, if you own a security training school, a private college, a security agency, we have all sorts of opportunities for you to get involved, to advance your curriculum, to grow your student base, and that's a program that we have called the Strategic Training partnership. And I'll talk about that in a few minutes, but we have a lot of things that we can offer during this two-day training summit or three-day training summit. So if you need more information, like everything we always tell you, the best place to start is contact the helpdesk at privateofficer.com, helpdesk at privateofficer.com. You'll be amazed, as most people are, how fast you'll get a response. I have to tell you, I'm kind of disappointed in the way that companies respond to their emails. I've been waiting since before Thanksgiving for several business emails to come back with a reply, and people just, they don't really have that, I guess, urgency about them, and I don't get that reply. And gosh, if you email a government official or, you know, some type of state or county government agency, you might as well forget it. This is the holidays. They'll probably answer you sometime in February, you know. You know? But our emails, I have to be honest and really proud of what we do. Anybody who's ever emailed us will tell you we respond back almost instantly, and sometimes it's a few hours later, but definitely within that business day, no matter what time of day or night that you email us. Now, keep in mind that if you're emailing the training department, the membership department, or something else that's going directly to a certain person, they may not email you at 4 in the morning. I mean, they may be sleeping. You know, some of us do have to sleep. Others of us, not so much. But if you are emailing the help desk or certain other folks that work a different variety of schedules and a lot of the overnights and so forth, they're probably going to respond to you almost immediately, which, you know, it's pretty hard to get these days. Anyone who's ever taken any of our training courses, especially any of our Armor College courses, will tell you that our instructors respond back to them that day. There's no 2 or 3 days waiting. There's no, even over the weekends and holidays, most of our instructors, most of our key personnel, they're going to contact you almost immediately. So it's, I think we've got a good thing going, and I think that we really respond to our members, our students, and folks who just email us or contact us for general information. I think we do quite well in the customer end of it. All right. Like I was saying, if you are interested in the two-day training seminar, the summit that we're going to be putting on throughout the country after the first of the year and through the 2014, please contact us at helpdesk@privateofficer.com. If you're interested but you don't know exactly how to go about underwriting it, you can't cut the check or whatever, it's fairly inexpensive, honestly. But if you are interested and want to know how to underwrite that or how to afford it, if you'll contact us, we'll try to help you out and get that scheduled in for you. helpdesk@privateofficer.com. Well, we do have several great other events happening right now. We are partnering with Toys for Tots and also the Angel Tree program sponsored by the Salvation Army. Whatever town you live in, there's going to be a Toys for Tots program, and definitely at the mall in Angel Tree. Now, it's getting late in the season. Well, let me be the first to wish you a very Merry Christmas. Really, seriously, very Merry Christmas to all of you. But we are getting late in the season here. We're already, you know, into December. We really ask that you help by bringing an unwrapped toy to your local Toys for Tots or the Angel Tree program sponsored by the Salvation Army. And usually it's at the local mall. You can also drop it off at any Salvation Army. Let us know if you've participated, and we'll pass that information on later on. We really try to get involved in the community. There's lots of things that we'd like to do as an organization. We have a strong membership base, and now we're really building quite a student population, but we can't force you to get involved, as we've said many times, but we'd love for you to get involved. We've got tons and tons of projects happening, and you know, lots of great community things that we want to bring in. We'll be talking next week about several of those new programs, including helping the unfortunate or the misfortunate or the unemployed and helping the veterans to start a new career in the private security industry. And we'll kind of be unveiling that information on the 9th, December 9th, 7 p.m. right here on the Private Officer Beat Radio. You won't want to miss that. I am sure of that. We will be right back after this first commercial.
Still doesn't know the real story about that dent in the van.
I've never told her that I used to be a lifeguard at a nude beach.
I've never told my kids about the time I was arrested for streaking.
My friends don't know that I still sleep with my teddy bear.
But they all do know one thing about me.
And that I'm an organ donor.
I'm an organ donor.
And that's one thing that's too important to keep a secret. Because I could save somebody's life. And how cool is that?
1-2-34-BA-5-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3 Radio Network.
Brought to you. All right, this is brought to you by Private Officer International and On Guard Insurance. Check them out today at www.onguardins.com. If you're a private investigation firm, a security agency, or you are a security alarm business, On Guard Insurance offers the lowest rates and the best service. Check them out today. Give them a call at 813-245-2675. Let me give it to you in our radio voice here. Call them today at area code 813-245-2675. Ask for my buddy Jay Ronka. Jay is waiting for your call. He's a great guy, and they have great service. On Guard Insurance. All right, we are back on the Private Officer beat. And, I've actually been busy today and yesterday in the recording studio. We're recording some new training, CDs, and also a couple of new series, actually, on how to progress your business if you're in the private security business. And we've got several, like I said, several new projects for the first of the year, 2014, that we'll be unveiling next week. So check it out on the 9th, December 9th, right here on the Private Officer Beat, 7 p.m. Don't miss it. All right, what the heck is up with these emails? I said last week that some of you are still not sure what's happening with the email situation, and we've explained that our email server provider, Constant Contact, is doing a mandatory re-verification of emails to comply with the anti-spam law. Now, if you have received our contacts, our emails telling you to update and re-verify your email, all you have to do is simply follow the link and put in your information, and that will verify that it's a legitimate email. A lot of people just, I don't know, for whatever reason, a lot of people just aren't getting it. We're still getting tons of emails from folks saying, what the heck, I'm a lifetime member, why should I have to do this, so on and so forth. But, you know, basically, if you're interested in getting the newsletters, if you're interested in getting the Officer Don alerts, if you're interested in getting any of our emails whatsoever, all that we ask is that you comply with this request because it is a mandatory audit being done by our server. I don't know what else to say. I do want to point out one other thing, though, on this topic, and then I'm moving on because I'm over it, folks. If you are on the forums, if you're on the POI forums, it is part of our policy there that you have a verifiable, legit, active email address that's available for communication, and also that you're not anonymous. So if you are on the forums and you have an anonymous name like Robin Hood or Batman or the Darth Vader, and you don't have a legitimate name with that or a legitimate email, your profile will be deleted as part of an audit that's being conducted right now. A number of profiles, unfortunately, have been deleted off the forums. We are in the midst of redesigning the forums for those of you who don't use it very much. And that is a concern that we have as well, that we're not getting the participation on the forums that we think that we should get. We'd like to get at least 50% of the members there, almost 1,000 right now, participating at least once or twice a month. I would think that would be reasonable, even if it's only just to check in and see what's happening and leave your 2 cents worth. But if you have a profile on the forums and you're using an anonymous name or an email that is not legit and has not been re-verified through our server, then unfortunately we're going to have to delete your profile. We hate it, but that's the policy, and, we have to go with it. Later on in the show, we'll be talking for a little bit. Don't want to bring you all the bad news, but just for a little bit about the dark side of Christmas. And, a lot of crime occurs. A lot of people do get injured. And unfortunately, a lot of security officers get injured and killed during the 6 weeks between Thanksgiving and New Year's. And so it's... it's unfortunate, but we want to make sure that everyone is aware of the dangers out there. And we're going to tell you a little statistics that the U.S. Department of Justice released about this time of year and crime. All right, I want to talk a minute or two about what's happening in the news. We have a lot of news happening, and I'm also going to give you a chance to call in if anybody wants to ask a question or give a comment. But in the last week and a half, I guess, a lot of shootings involving security officers. Several have been killed. In fact, a security officer in Phoenix was killed over the weekend. He was actually shot to death in a drive-by shooting. Police say that the security officer, a 59-year-old security officer at an apartment complex, was on just patrolling around. He hadn't even stopped anyone. He wasn't investigating any crime. He wasn't out telling folks not to play the radio too loud or not to loiter, but he was just doing his job. Police say 59-year-old Jeffrey Bellemare was shot to death, and the vehicle drove off. Police said it's the third killing in this complex this year, the third person killed in this complex this year. My question is, why the heck did the security company put him in there alone, and why did they put him in there unarmed? Now, I'm not going to mention the security company's name. We've tried to make contact with them and see if we could, offer to help them, but there's been no response. The shooting occurred at Gray Briar Apartment, 53rd Avenue and Indian School Road. For those of you in that area in Phoenix, you know where that is. But, security officer was just doing his job, and a vehicle evidently, according to what we read and what we have from law enforcement press release, drove through. It might have been someone that he had a conflict with earlier or maybe the previous day. We don't know. But they shot and killed him. Security officer was shot and killed over the weekend in Nevada. And also over the weekend, a security officer who was actually an off-duty Essex County, New Jersey sheriff's deputy was shot multiple times while working security at a family liquor store. Police say he was also the victim of a drive-by. Evidently, he had broke up a confrontation earlier. And several people came back and fired at him He's in critical condition right now. The Essex County, New Jersey Sheriff's Department and Paterson Police, New Jersey, are looking for suspects in this drive-by shooting, according to Captain Gilberto Rodriguez in New Jersey. The deputy has been identified as O'Neill Pert, 37, of Paterson. Again, he was working as a security officer at the time, so, you know, they didn't know if he was law enforcement. They didn't know if he was police, but they just shot him anyways. Another interesting piece of news in the media this week, travelers across the country leave behind more than $500,000 in change at airport checkpoints throughout the year, and most of it is donated. So that's a good thing. If it's not claimed, it does get donated out. We also had security officers stabbed and shot in several other locations, and also a off-duty police officer and an on-duty police officer was involved in a shooting at a Kohl's store during Black Friday. They shot and killed the driver of the vehicle after he dragged one of the officers through the parking lot. This all kind of plays in with my topic for tonight's training coming up in a few moments about the dangers, the black side of Christmas, and unfortunately, it is out there, and it definitely is something that we have to deal with. If you'd like to call in, you can do that at area code 347-426-3807, area code 347-426-3807. I will take a call or two before I jump over into the training. Also this weekend, a security officer in Los Angeles was on foot patrol when he noticed a smoldering body that was chained to a fence. The LAPD says the security officer found a man who had been doused in gasoline and set on fire. Police are investigating this as either a suicide. It looked like a suicide, but now I read something just a short time ago that said it may be a homicide. If I'm going to kill myself, why am I going to chain myself to a fence, douse myself with gasoline, and let myself on fire? That's kind of a stretch. But the takeaway here is that a security officer found the body while on patrol. And what many people do not realize, and I was talking with a professor today who's also a lieutenant at a police department, what many people do not realize is that thousands and thousands of crimes are stopped every year by private security. Thousands and thousands of criminals in the act of committing crimes are apprehended every year by security. And thousands and thousands and thousands of emergencies every year are responded to by private security, who save dozens and probably even hundreds of lives. I don't know of any statistical data collected when a security officer saves a life or performs a miracle, saves somebody from a heart attack. But I know that they're out there. We try to track it as close as we can. But we know there's thousands and thousands and thousands of interactions with private security that result in criminals being apprehended and the injured being treated by security officers before the ambulance, the fire department, and law enforcement arrive on the scene. And that's why we always say that they are the true, true first responder these days. And, it is. It is what it is. And so I don't know, personally, if the average security officer could handle, coming into a situation where there's a murder in progress or a suicide. I mean, we're generally just not trained for that unless you have some previous experience, training, education, or just good old common sense. It's one of those situations where it's going to be an observe and report and call 911 and get the heck out of there. But in many cases, security officers do get involved. They do put themselves on the line. and they do put themselves in harm's way. And, you know, this is another case of a security officer finding a situation and handling it properly. We have, you know, a number of testimonies where security officers have apprehended bank robbers, murder suspects, rapists, you know, and the list goes on and on and on. And one of these days, we're going to write a book about that. I just need to find some time. Maybe I'll, you know, shave another hour or two off my sleep and start writing the book. I don't. Time is something that I just don't have a lot of, unfortunately. And, you know, but I think that security officers should definitely get the recognition, and hopefully they will one day.
It's a very simple thing. It only takes 2 seconds. We all know we should do it. We all say we do it. But do we? About 35,000 people were killed in motor vehicle accidents last year. More than half were not wearing a seatbelt. A brother, a father, a mother, a best friend. Is it worth it? I lost a sister. Don't let it happen to you and your family. Tell the people you love to buckle up.
1-834-BFI-33-3-7-2-6-6-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7 of December. If you'd like to call in at this hour, you may. We are going to take a couple of calls before we hit our training segment. Area code 347-426-3807. You know, we've had a lot of questions about how this training partnership thing works. Just had an email about this from Audra. And we talked about this last week. It's a very simple program. If you are a trainer, you have a training school, a security agency, or a private college, we'd like to partner with you. We've got more than 120 certified or accredited courses that we'd like to add some of those courses to your school, to your curriculum, co-market it, and share in the revenues. If you'd like more information, please contact the help desk at privateofficer.com. They'll send you a couple of brochures that really detail the information. And if you're interested at that point, we'll set up a call and talk about it further. And maybe, you know, the opportunity will be right for both of us. We're going to be talking just for a few moments here shortly about the dark side of Christmas. And, you know, we just want everyone to be on their toes during this time of year. But before I get over there, there's a few other things I want to talk about. The 10-year anniversary of Private Officer International is here. Well, actually, in a couple of weeks, it'll be here. But we're celebrating 10 years of business, and we're excited. And you, as a member, as a associate, as a employee, you should also be excited. And we've got just a fantastic future ahead of us. We're going to be telling you next week, on December the 9th, 7 p.m., what's in our future? We're going to be looking at that crystal ball, and we'll be telling you about what's happening, what's coming up, and several great programs that we're unveiling. But 10 years of service to our members, our students, and the security and public safety and law enforcement community, and we're very proud. We've come a long way. We really have. If you're interested in getting involved, there's lots of room here for you as an employee, as an instructor, as an associate, as a chapter president. We are expanding. We just need people to take a little time out every month and get involved. You don't have to spend a lot of time. You don't have to do everything. But if you want to be part of the excitement, you want to be part of the professionalism, you want to be part of the team, send us an email at helpdesk@privateofficer.com. And we'd love to have you. And if you're not a member of Private Officer International, we definitely encourage you to join today. It is money well spent. You'll receive more than 40 member benefits, and you'll receive some discount training. You'll have access to me. You know, I call people even overnight. Can you believe it? I mean, there's been more than a few times when someone had a problem and asked that I call, and you know, lo and behold, 2:15 in the morning, 4:55 a.m., 2 o'clock on a Sunday afternoon when most people are watching football, I'm on the phone talking business, trying to help people out, trying to give good, you know, counsel, trying to direct people in the right way. So if you want to be a member, now is definitely the time. You're going to get a lot of benefits. You're going to get a lot of advantage, and it's definitely going to be well worth your money. Check it out at privateofficer.com. All right, just for a few moments tonight, we want to talk about the dark side of Christmas. It's not that we want to, you know, take away any of the cheer. We don't want to take away any of the holiday festivities, and we don't want to dampen your holiday. But we do want you to be well aware of the dangers that's involved this time of year. And, you know, I was thinking in preparing for the radio show, because, yeah, I do have to prepare a little bit sometimes. I was thinking about whether or not we wanted to add a bunch of sound bites, whether or not we were going to, you know, put a lot of different breaking news stuff in this segment, whether I wanted to have a lot of chit-chat and sound bites from crime that's happened over the last few years during Christmas, and I decided not to. I'm just going to keep it simple and straightforward. I want to reiterate that just like there are certain times of the year when things are a little bit more sketchy, a little bit more dangerous for both security and law enforcement, and this happens to be one of those time of year. Summertime is very busy. People are out later. People are partying. People are having a good time during the summer. And the call volume goes up. The dangers go out. Halloween, people party. St. Paddy's Day, people party. People are drunk. There's more fights. There are different times of the year when different types of crime and different types of risk occur. And during this time of year, during the next 6 weeks, between now and a few days after the new year, there are dangers associated with being in public safety, security, law enforcement. And I don't want to scare you. I'm not trying to rattle your cage. But during this last few weeks of the year, we have seen between, on a regular basis, we have seen between 8 and 12 security officers killed in the line of duty almost every year for at least the last 6, and we've been tracking for the last 10. We have seen a huge spike in assault against security agents and officers, both involved in the retail environment as well as residential, hotel, nightclub. We have seen over the last 5 years an increase in shootings and stabbings of private officers in these environments, a substantial increase during the latter part of the year. In fact, I believe it was 4 years ago, up until early November, we had quite a slowdown of security officer deaths, and we were thinking, well, this year we're going to probably squeak by with 60 or 65 or, you know, 70. But we spoke too soon and we thought too soon. In the month of November and December, we had racked up around 28, 30 security officer deaths in about a 9-week period. We hope that's not going to be the case this year. But I can tell you, just in the last week and a half, we've seen 3 or 4 security officers killed. We've seen a lot of armed confrontations. We just saw an interview in Texas where armored car robberies spiked over 50% in the last few weeks, and they have put together a task force to fight that. We've seen the same situation in a number of other states, and this is the time of year when anything can happen because people are desperate, because people are drunk, because people are criminals at heart and they're taking advantage of the season, of the folks who have money, of the shoppers, of, you know, the content of the season, the time of the year. So let me give you a couple of facts here as we talk about the dark side of Christmas. According to the U.S. Department of Justice, between November 5th and January 2nd, workplace violence incidents jumped a dramatic 39%. 39%. Armed robberies jump a dramatic 24%. Carjackings up 17%. Home invasions up 14%. Push-in robberies up 11%. Burglaries up a whopping 35%. ATM robberies up a huge 27%. And topping the list at 43% is thefts. All types of theft, both retail, theft from a person, theft from a vehicle. Yeah, many law enforcement agencies double stack their patrols, their scheduling. They bring in off duties. Many agencies don't allow vacations during this time of year. Some areas bring in their auxiliaries and reserve officers, and some even use volunteers to patrol shopping malls and communities, downtown business districts, to ensure public safety, to give the presence of security. Businesses hire private security agents just for the holiday season. But in reality, all of that can't stop the crime. All of that can't prevent that shooting, that murder, that armed confrontation. We've mentioned the type of crimes that increase dramatically over, you know, a 6 to 8 week period in November and December, but there's other things that also happen that you must consider depending, you know, depending on your assignment, the environment that you work in. But let me just tell you a few. You need to be aware, if you work in a retail environment, not only of the increase in shopliftings, but in the increase of armed confrontations. We've mentioned numerous times in the last few years about the increase of resistant shoplifters. More and more are using force to get away. Many years ago, when I was involved in loss prevention, we had an occasional armed shoplifter. We had a number of scuffles. That was, you know, usual. But for folks that have a knife or a gun, that was, thankfully, just an occasional. Nowadays, it's every other. We monitor loss prevention very close, the industry, and apprehensions being made in all the major retailers and the rise in organized retail crime. And armed confrontations in the department store, boutique stores, the shopping malls, and retail environments are way up. And, of course, once they resist, once they use force, that shifts from a shoplifting to a robbery. But if you're working in a retail environment, you have to be aware of these armed confrontations, and you have to approach people differently, more cautiously. You have to be aware that there's going to be a huge spike in car break-ins. People are looking for those presents, those, you know, gifts that people just purchased at the store and left in their car visibly out on the seat or in the trunk. You'll be looking more for purse snatchings. Oh, my gosh. Are you kidding me? People are still knocking down the old woman and grabbing the purse. Yeah, they are. You'll be looking for domestic violence at the mall, at the retail store. It's the holiday season, but people are stressed. People are busy. People are broke. And the holiday season just brings more of that on them. And there's more domestic fights. There's more assaults. There's more violence among the family. Some of you know what I'm talking about. You've got that type of family. You know firsthand what just happened at Thanksgiving. Your cousin just busted your brother upside his head. You know what I'm talking about. Well, that happens out in public, too, at the shopping mall, at the department store, down at Walmart. So you're going to get involved more during the next 4 weeks with domestic violence situations. You're going to experience more calls for suspicious persons, armed robberies, persons with weapons. What did we just say? According to the U.S. Department of Justice, 24% rise in armed robberies, 37% in escalation of conflicts, 14% rise in home invasions, 11% in robberies, 35% in burglaries, 27% in ATM robberies, 43% in thefts. If you are working in a residential community, apartment, condominium, you're going to see all of the same street crime. You're going to see the parties. You know, when alcohol is flowing, people get going. People get macho. The mouth gets running. You're going to have more calls of service of fights, domestic violence, burglaries, thefts, car break-ins, suspicious persons. Be on your best behavior, be on guard, be on your toes, and understand that whatever happens in the streets is going to happen in your complex, because basically your shopping mall, your apartment complex, your condominium complex is a mini city. It's a microscopic part of what the city is. So everything that happens within your city happens in your store, your shopping mall, your apartment complex. It just doesn't happen to the same scale, but it's there. In fact, some apartment complexes, it's on a larger scale because it's drug-infested, gang-infested. I just read a report from a police agency that said 309 of their calls this year was at the local mall. 309 calls to the mall. That ranged from theft to shoplifting to car break-ins to suspicious persons to assaults. You name it, they went to the mall for that call. Understand that during this time of year, everything and everyone should be approached on a different basis, a different way, a different method, more cautiously, more gingerly. Don't just assume that it's a routine, that nothing's going on, that, oh, it's just, you know, a couple of folks having a little quarrel. Be on a heightened alert. I receive emails regularly from folks who say, mostly security company owners and managers and supervisors, who say, well, that security officer shouldn't have done that. He was just there to observe and report. And my response always back to them is, when you're walking around an apartment complex at 3:15 in the morning by yourself, and you're walking through the parking lot and you all of a sudden interrupt a car burglary, you can't observe and report. Whoa, I'm sorry, mister, I didn't mean to disturb you. I'm just here to observe and then I'll report it after you're gone. No, it doesn't work like that. A security officer in Florida was killed about a year and a half ago because he was walking around the back of a shopping center that he was patrolling, and he just happened to interrupt a burglary in progress where they broke into several stores and they shot and killed him. He couldn't tell the armed guy, I'm not armed, and I was just doing a routine walkthrough, and I won't bother you anymore, and let me get back to the front. No, they don't want to hear that. Before he probably could say two words, he was dead. So there really is no observe and report. There's many situations and incidents that occur every day where security walks into the middle of it and they have to either decide to run or to fight or to intervene. And fortunately, many security officers choose to do more than run, more than observe and report. Now, I'm not saying put your life on the line unnecessarily. I'm not saying that you should, as an unarmed security officer, take on the world. I'm saying have some good common sense. Definitely get some backup, call police, call 911. But sometimes you don't have that opportunity. This time of year, you're going to be involved in one of these crimes. You're going to respond to a theft, a shoplifting, a burglary, a purse snatching, a fight at your office, Christmas party. You're going to be involved some way or the other. The other thing I want to make a note of here, and I want you to hear this, if you're working in a office environment, a campus environment, and you work the overnight, you work the second shift, when school is out for Christmas vacation, when the office is closed down for the long four-day weekends, don't think that's an easy piece of cake for you. I'll just lay back and watch TV and read the newspaper and listen to my, you know, stereo here. That's when people look to break in. That's when people look to burglarize the school, look to burglarize the business, because they expect nobody to be there. They don't know that, lo and behold, there's an unarmed security person there. You don't have any digital sign out front saying, beware security on scene. Beware security is here. No, of course not. So unless you're extremely visible out front 24/7, the average guy going to break in, he don't know that you're there. What do you have when a person burglarizes an office or a school or a building where you're at? Now you don't have a burglary. Now you have a potential hostage situation. Don't be foolish. Don't assume you can shut yourself in and go to sleep. That's how people get hurt. That's how people die. This time of year, you really need to be 100% mentally prepared for anything and everything to happen. You have to be 100% on your toes and ready to respond at a moment, a second's notice, without hesitation, without question, without second-guessing yourself. What should I do? Who should I call? Where should I go? Oh, my gosh. Now more than ever, during this time of year, anything could happen, and it usually does. We want everyone to have a safe holiday. We want everyone to be able to spend quality time with friends and family without being injured a day or a week or two before the holiday, before Christmas, before New Year's. If you're working the nightclub scene, let me say this too. If you're working the nightclub scene, you need to be 1,000% safer than usual. Don't be macho. Don't try to solve every situation, address everyone who's, you know, not complying with the rules and regulations. Don't be afraid to call law enforcement. That's what they're there for. A security officer in Columbus, Ohio, challenged a man who was not complying, told him, let's take it outside, and eventually wound up having to shoot and kill him because the man was armed, supposedly. Well, you shouldn't have challenged them, and you shouldn't have went outside, and you should have called law enforcement. We want everyone to be well prepared at all times, 24/7. But during particular times of the year, you really got to be on your best game. You got to have your best game face on and be the best prepared that you possibly can be. And this is one of those times of the year. Unfortunately, there's no other, you know, choice. You have to be. That's all the time that we have for this program. Glad that you've joined us here on the Private Officer Radio Show, the Private Officer Beat. If you'd like more information about our training or services, please contact the help desk at privateofficer.com. Till we are back here together again, be blessed, be safe, and of course, we'll see you back here on the radio. Thank you.